Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my wonderful audience. Today you're going to go to the gym. Yes, you are. You didn't think you were, but you must, because the holidays are here. And what most people do statistically, and this is quite researched, is gain anywhere from 5 to 15 to even 20 pounds. And then you go into the colder part of the year, sometime in January, where the nights are frosty, and you get that postseason depression because you put on 15 or 20 pounds and hurt yourself. We have a solution, and the solution is, before the holidays go into full gear, start getting to the gym. But this is not what you're going to do, because we've got all these blocks to it. And I want to investigate that today. What the holiday exercise program should be, what exercise is really about, how to do it, how not to get hurt at it, how to recover from it, how to eat food for it, how to take herbs for it, and just the whole thing. And I think I've pieced together a wonderful little 60 minutes for you guys. Before we start, announcements. The Medici Library. If you go on to straighttalk.cc, straighttalk.cc, that's the website, and you're going to see a tab up there for the Medici Library. Now, what is the Medici Library? Well, I am going to put together, as I have been doing, all those articles and insights and books that you can't get unless you have a seasoned veteran that's read everything and that's gotten multiple educations and that's put 20 years into it, compiled into one library. So it's a special library. It's not data. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people out there get impressed with data. In other words, the accumulation of information, which is good. It's interesting. You want to know it. You want to learn your facts, the names, the functions. But the bottom line is this. If you look at it from the standpoint of the doctor does what you do. You're the public. I'm the doctor. I've done what you did. I got interested, and I started studying, only I studied much, 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 much more intensely, spent much, much, much more money, and have spent much, much, much more time, not just for myself and my own story, but for others. So over the years, what the doctor does is really reflect the public. And what that means is we've read everything. We've taken all these degrees. And what does it come down to for us? It comes down to, for every 150 pages in a book, there's a paragraph that we extracted. For every degree we took, that was 4 years, maybe there's 3 months worth of vital data. And you understand that in relationship to your own profession, who you are as a professional, whether it's a mom or whether it's a lawyer or whether it's a construction worker, is the product of a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, the good old-fashioned way. And after 10 to 20 to 30 years, you think of yourself as a seasoned professional. Now, the advice you give your grandkids is a compilation of all of that. It's, in essence, teaching. And that's what a library should be. That's the Medici Library. So what we're going to put into this library are essence texts, not data accumulation. You can get data accumulation on internet. And this is kind of hilarious to me, because so many people are in love with the internet. And everybody comes into my office and they bring their particular list and stack of what they call their research. People come in and say, Doctor, I've done my research on this, and I look at their research, and their research is nothing more than 250 or 300 pages compiled from the internet. Guys, this is not research. It doesn't even approximate research. It doesn't teach you how to think. It's the analysis of data, which is thought, that gives you a functional understanding of how to navigate your health. And that's what you should mean by research. But you see, we've reduced this today because, and it's tempting, I do it myself, and it's got its place. So it's not a criticism, but anybody can pick a topic and get on the internet and pull up 200 pages on it. It's very superficial to think that that's what you call research. Just as it's very superficial to think that your functional knowledge in nutrition is a compilation of little articles that you read just stating the facts. So this library, then, is what I'd like to say to you if you were my grandchild, to give you an essence. So we're going to be expanding out on this tremendously now, and it's taken some time, but good things do. Anyone interested in the school, I have 3 spots left. We're running 2 schools concurrently. I've got 3 spaces left for my January 8th school. That will be the second one with mostly the same group. We had about 80% of those people come back. And I think we're going to really, really teach this beautifully over the year. So a couple of announcements. Now let's get to the guts of this. Principles of weight training. First thing is go to the gym. Don't do it at home. Statistically, you're going to get a better workout in the gym. That means you got to spend a little money. Gyms are not expensive. My advice, spend more than less. It's like for the holidays. If you're going to have dessert, which you're going to try to avoid, spend more than less. Or get the homemade stuff. And that's really why it's okay to have a little indulgence over the holidays, because that's when people put all the love into their food. But if you're not going to do it that way, the point is, if you spend a little more, you get a lot more in return. And the gym is a classic example of that. The extra 25 or 30 or 40 a month you spend on a gym may be the difference between showing up at that gym and not. So there's number one. Spend a little more. Don't do the cheap gym. Don't do the cold gym. Don't do the dirty gym. Don't do the crowded gym. Don't do the gym with the lighting that makes you look like you're green in the mirror. Other gyms are out there. They're the specialty gyms. They're owned and operated by people, often private entrepreneurs instead of corporations, that think more in terms of helping you rather than the company. And that's the way it should be. Don't look in the mirror. There's another one. People, and I've analyzed this, they want to go to the gym, and in their mind, they've got a vision of that experience. And that vision almost invariably includes the moment into which they look in the mirror. Because this is kind of the way we've sold people on gyms. Gyms are places where you go and you stare at your body. That's what prevents you from getting to the gym. So have a space in the gym. Go to the gyms where you can do a full workout without looking in the mirror, because there is no mirror there, hopefully. There's another mistake you make is you compare yourself to the person you're not anymore. You are not 18. Really, maybe I should call this show, You Are Not 18. We did a freedom clinic the other week at the health center in Santa Monica, and I had a lovely woman come in, and she was tremendously concerned because her hair was thinning. Now, this woman had more hair than anybody I've ever seen. And if you've seen any picture of me, you know, I don't feel too bad for people, okay, that have hair issues. And the point is, this woman had the most lush, fertile head of hair I've ever seen. But she had lost, in the last couple of years, about 10 or 15% of that hair. And at 40 years old, that's normal. And when I told her, look, as you age a little bit, the hair is just going to thin out a little. That's okay. And she didn't like that. It's the truth. She didn't like it. Now, you can minimize it, I said. I said all the tactful things. But here's the bottom line. When you're 40, you're not 18. And this is what keeps a lot of people away from the gym. They walk in, they look in the mirror. Then they look at someone that's 18 and don't do that. And then they compare themselves to that person, or they remember how it used to be when they just hit the gym and a week later they'd be 5 less pounds. And then if there's not, something's wrong. And if there's something wrong, we don't want to go to the gym because it just reminds us that something's wrong. Nonsense. You got to have a different perspective on this. And that is just show up. Just show up. Success, 80% of success is just showing up. So if you're tired, if you're feeling lazy, if you don't want to do a workout, if you're down on yourself, if you stuffed your face last night and you gained 3 pounds on the scale, and you're just so depressed you don't want to get to the gym, and you definitely don't want to work out, and you didn't get any sleep because of this, that, or the other thing, just show up. Even if you get to the gym, even if you park your car outside the gym, walk into the gym, wash your hands, and go home, just show up. I mean that. Tongue in cheek, yes, but very serious. Just show up to the gym. Very, very simple. Don't look in the mirror. Remember you're not 18. Just show up, even if it's for 5 minutes, and start. Now, once you get over that hump, and now you're in the gym, principles. The first principle is strength versus flexibility. So we're going to talk about weight training. I'm not going to do too much cardio. We can do that on another show. But I want to talk about weight training, strength training, toning. Number one, get this one straight. There's strength and there's flexibility. There's tone and there's flexibility. You might not understand this yet, but to do a push-up or a pull-up or a sit-up or take some 5-pound dumbbells or barbells and start to work with them or even use the treadmill, just as much as you have to contract muscle, you have to stretch muscle. So I want to try to give you a visual on this, and that is the muscle is like a 1-foot-long piece of rope. So picture a 1-foot-long piece of rope. When you contract that muscle, for you to have strength, that 1 foot becomes 6 inches. It contracts, and we all know that. If you contract your arm, your biceps pop out up in the arm there. We all know that muscle, right? That's the muscle we show off in the gym, or Hercules stands, or Superman stands in front of the audience and flexes his biceps. Well, that 1 foot bicep becomes a 6-inch bicep as we contract it. And as we contract it, we have strength. Now, here's the point. When that muscle lengthens again, it may not lengthen to 1 foot. So it was 1 foot, it contracts to 6 inches, and when you're not using it, instead of lengthening to 12 inches, another foot, it only lengthens to 9 inches. And then you use that muscle over a period of years, and you don't stretch it out. And every time you relax it, it never returns to its original length. Now, because it doesn't return to its original length, eventually, a whole bunch of bad things happen. But number one, if you start trying to get power now out of a muscle that's only 9 inches long instead of 12 inches, you have less strength. You have less power. And ultimately, if that muscle tries to contract to 6 inches, but it's only 8 inches long, if it's that short, that's when you start straining muscle. So you really lose strength. So power, the strength during contraction, is a definite function that of the muscle returning to its original length. And the only way the muscle does that is if you stretch it. So flexibility and strength are inextricably tied into each other. The second thing is that muscle. So take that muscle in your arm there, that bicep. That muscle inserts. It ties itself in. It glues itself to the bone. That's why when muscles contract, your bones move. And each end of that muscle that's glued to the bone is glued with a tendon. Now, you guys know what tendons are. Down there, just above your heel bone, is your Achilles tendon. Behind your knee, there are tendons. Right in the crease of your elbow, there are tendons. All of your muscles, yeah, those ropey things, tie into bone with a tendon. Guess what? Strength is not just a function of the muscle. It's a function of the tendon. So you can go into a gym